So what's up, guys? God knows how you found this video, or you're listening to it. Maybe it's a podcast, maybe it's on Twitter, maybe it's on YouTube. I'm just recording this. This is my daily blog. I've been writing every day for years, and I'm just reading out the blog post for you lazy people that don't like reading, like me. So if you don't know me, my name is Alex. I run a 500,000 per year tiny business. And my goal is within the next 3 months to get to 1 million per year while traveling the world and while working 2 to 4 hours per day. And on my way to a million per year business, every day I'm taking notes, obviously, like I assume you are as well. The difference is like I take them and now I'm going to read them out. So in that way, you can get an inside look to all my learnings and maybe apply some of them to your business as well. So let's start. So, okay, May 5th, 2023. This is from my daily blog post, Service Business Fundamentals. So I recently hired an agency on purpose to see what it feels like to be on the other side. And this might seem very weird and strange and crazy, but I ran an agency and I had never hired an agency as well. So I was very curious to see what it feels like to be on the other side. And straight away, like my mind was going crazy. Like I had all these ideas on what could be improved and what could be changed as well. So it was a very helpful experience, even though it cost me a bit of money, right? So here are the four top things that I found to be of paramount importance when running a service business. And these are intangibles. I'm not talking about, you know, like what you need to run a service business is you need leads and you need fulfillment. Like, no, I'm talking about intangibles, like more in-depth, layer deep stuff. So number one, being proactive and pushing your client as if you are their boss. So most founders are busy people, including myself. Like when I started working with this guy, the whole premise, it was a video editing clips for social media, you know, like short form content, whatever. The whole premise of the done for you service model is that you're taking something off my plate, right? The last thing I want is extra work to do. So when I was working with him, I sometimes was late for the deliverables, this and that. What really helped was for him following up with me and keeping me accountable. Almost like the other way around. I always thought that when someone hires you, he is your boss. But it's not the case. Like, you are their boss. You have to tell them what to do because they came to you for your expertise. So that's like a big thing that I have implemented now with my clients, and I'm seeing amazing results. They do appreciate it and they do like it. They came to you so you can tell them what to do, not the other way around. Number two, seeing progress and updating them constantly. In my opinion, there is no such thing as over communicating when it comes to service businesses. You should always keep them updated. Even if no results are happening, like if you tell them like, yeah, we sent like 50 emails and we got no replies, but I tweaked this and I tweaked that, and they just see progress. Or we got 2 subscribers last week. This week we got 3 subscribers. That's a 50% increase, which is stupid, right? Like 1 subscriber increase. But just the fact that you see progress is enough for many people. And I would argue, and maybe I'm wrong, in my experience and in my opinion, if your client wants instantly results, instantly ROI, and is not happy with just progress, probably he's not your dream client, you know? So I was happy just seeing even a tiny bit of progress and transparency. Always let them know what the next step is. Replying to an email, always tell them, yes, next step is this and that and that. They have to be very clear on what the next step is. Number three, being friendly to them and transparent. You know, you want to vibe with your client. I used to feel that I was in the awkward position, being the person being hired by by a company, I thought that, oh shit, like they are my boss, like I am in the awkward position, I have to, you know, navigate this weird feeling of having them paying me money. But it's the same from the other side as well. Like this is a intricate, complicated relationship on both sides. Like they want to feel just as comfortable as you want to feel, because we're all human at the end of the day. So trying to vibe with them and trying to show them that I actually fucking care about you, and I don't just want your money and to churn and burn through you, and I want to deliver good results. And even if I don't deliver good results, I'm the first one who's going to tell you that I am not happy with the results, and I'm going to try to make it up for you, and all that stuff, right? So very important to be friendly and transparent completely with the progress, whether it's going right or wrong. And the last thing is having a very good fail-safe strategy. I don't know, maybe an analogy I could use here is from MMA, from martial arts. So let's say you have great striking, right? In that case, many people, they think that they will get their confidence from their striking. But in reality, true confidence comes from a good defense, good ground game, and a good takedown defense. If you have a good takedown defense and really good ground game, then you're not afraid to let your hands fly. And in a similar way, if your defense is really good in your service business, which means keep your client happy even if you don't deliver results to them, because it's not possible to deliver results for everyone. If you could do that, you're literally printing money for people, and there is no money printer in the world. The testimonials you see on most agencies, you know, they are a percentage of their clients. Most clients will have lukewarm results. They're not going to have great results. And some clients are going to have bad results as well, which is another small percentage. So for those clients, both in the lukewarm place and the negative results, you want to for them to leave happy. And for that thing, you can have like a money back guarantee. You can be friendly and transparent during the whole process. Try to make it up for them, like you actually care about them, and you know, just leave with goodwill. And I cannot tell you how many times people have left when it would be a lukewarm result that, you know, we got some calls, but we didn't close a huge client, or we closed one client and we still want to go. Or even we got no results. And because this fail-safe strategy was so good, they left and they referred clients to me, which is just so interesting. The service business is just so different to any type of business. Okay, so May 6th, is delaying gratification good? So many people praise delayed gratification as if it's some sort of virtue, right? I was thinking about this last week, but I think it's way more nuanced than that. You know, like we have the two extremes. One extreme is live as if this is the last day of your life or some cringy stuff like that. And on the other hand, you have some people, I think Jeff Bezos said something like a heuristic for his life, like what would he say on his deathbed or something like that. But for me, that is equally as, you know, crazy, like living for your deathbed. That is crazy. So I think it's way more nuanced and we should meet somewhere in the middle. And for me, I was thinking this week, like, what would be the best way to approach this? And I thought live as if you'll die in 20 years. So I'm 28 right now, so assume that I will die at 48, let's say 50 even, let's round it up, assume that I will die at 50, like what am I going to do? And I'm not going to go over that, obviously, because this is not interesting, your life is interesting to you, but it's just, you know, food for thought. Don't think too far ahead, but don't think too close either. Like, if you were to die in 20 years, how would you live your life? What would your goals be? That was another thing I was thinking this week. So, May 7th, 2023. This note, these are all notes from my laptop. This note is called Humans Always Live in the Future. So, I was on a sales call with a fellow agency owner from Boston. And, you know, it was a sales call that turned into a casual, you know, like chat, which is mainly the case. And this guy was 45, right? And he told me that by the time he's 50, he wants X, Y, and Z. And I remember thinking in my mind, like, oh man, fuck, man. Like, this never changes, you know? Like, I don't know if it's a character trait, but if it is, I fucking have that. That I live a lot in the future. Like, I love setting goals and I love chasing those goals. And it gives me some type of mission and purpose and focus and dedication and happiness in a sense. But on one hand, it was beautiful to see that this will never go away and you'll always be excited about the future. But on the other hand, this is scary and frustrating for the same exact reasons that, oh fuck, this is never gonna change. Like, I'm always gonna be like this. So even when I'm 60, I'll be like, when I'm 70, I'm gonna be this and that, that. Yeah, so that was a very interesting thought. And the last little note of last week is from May 8th. It's called follow-ups. And this is just a little observation from running hundreds of cold email campaigns. Many people say the money's in the follow-ups, and that is true, but what they don't tell you is that it's true for warm leads, not cold leads. Like, constantly following up on cold leads when they don't reply, typically they reply to the first email. Like, it's that simple. If they don't reply after two, three emails, and you're even following up again, you're just annoying and spamming. But if someone replies, is interested, you jump on a call, whatever, then the philosophy is always follow up forever. Yeah, because in that case, you could even close someone like years later, like that has happened. So that was it. I hope this was interesting. If not, let me know so I will stop doing this because it's not something I enjoy that much. Yeah, and that's it, guys. Love you. Bye-bye.